This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good Monday morning to you guys.
And it is a Monday morning game day. Have you already been pre-gaming most of the morning to get you ready for Monday Night Football?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, hell yeah. So
with you guys.
Okay, great. Surely this has to change. And if you tell me it's not going to change, I'm going to be really sad. Dallas has failed to score a touchdown at home in its last 24 possessions, which is a drought of 54 days. Please tell me that is going to change in this game.
They're going to get one touchdown.
Okay, that's better than no touchdowns, but I also still feel like
I've seen teams win without touchdowns before.
That so. Is true.
I was going to throw this out since this is the to the day, November 18th, 1996, Chris Boniol tied the NFL record for most field goals in a game with 7.
Okay.
So Brandon Aubrey's going to kick 5 today in that honor.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. That means
plus 7.
We're going to score 22 points.
Okay. Right. I like it.
Now,
unless we go for 2.
That is fair. On the flip side, the Texans haven't scored a second half touchdown in 4 straight games. So
there you go.
This feels very much like the resistible force against the movable object, does
That's
it
right.
not?
Absolutely. Hey, they've lost 3 of their last 4, right?
That's right.
So at some point, one of these games is going to land in the Cowboys' lap. No matter how bad you might be, you end up winning one somewhere along the line. And they've lost 4 straight, right?
Yep.
I mean, I'd take you back to 89 when they went 1-15. They should have lost every one of them, right? And they won one after going 0-9. So at some point in the NFL, things land in your lap when you least expect it. So this just could be the night.
That right. sounds like he's calling for it, Corey.
It does. It does. How are they going to do that, though, without any cornerbacks? I'm trying to figure out the cornerback situation with Jordan Lewis's.
Well, with Lewis out, that means that they'll probably have to, and they don't have to announce it till 3 o'clock. I would imagine Josh Butler gets elevated again. Israel Mukwamu is going to have to help and step in. Kalen Carson is at least ready to go, but I don't know how much they trust him. I would imagine Trayvon Diggs has got to just shadow Nico, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of, you know, the first 5 games was kind of their offense in the game, right?
Yeah, he's tremendous.
And so this will be his first game back since he injured himself.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Yeah. And he's a big-time deep threat, too, you know?
Yeah. So, I would think that you kind of need to do that. They somehow, some way, they've got to get Kalen Carson's confidence back, and he just doesn't have it since he came back from his shoulder injury. He's not, you know, being assertive at that cornerback spot the way we saw before he hurt himself early in the season, or the way we saw in training camp when he was daily making making plays. Remember, Dak wasn't sure of his name, but he knew that they had nicknamed him Seatbelt, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, he sure ain't got no seatbelt these last few games. I mean, he backed off, right?
Yeah.
And he just not trusted himself. And so I don't know if, you know, maybe a couple games back he can get back with it. But, boy, they sure need that. And they also need a pass rush. We're talking a Texans team that C.J. Stroud's been sacked 34 times.
That offensive line for the Texans is awful.
So they've got to, between Parsons and Overshown, they got to get after him if they're going to have a chance to hold them to a reasonable amount of points. From a defensive standpoint, you know, if your corner not playing well or you have injuries with the slot guy, well, the way you offset that is get pressure on the opposing quarterback. Be aggressive. And, you know, they were the first half this past week, right? They had 5 sacks.
Yeah, they did.
Just go get them. I mean, that's what the plan's got to be, right? Put pressure on him. And then while you're doing so, make sure he's not using his legs to escape the pocket.
Now, that'll probably be a big part of what could clearly spark the offense from a potential turnover or flipping the field perspective. Is there anything else you want to see that, now I'm not even saying to win the game, but in these last 5 home games, the Cowboys have gotten absolutely destroyed. Like, how do you just even keep the game close when you struggled so much in the first and third quarter?
Yeah, just like I said,
yeah.
You know, those are the things they have to do. And be able to run the ball. Now, they started kind of showing that a little bit these last 2 games. I think Rico Dowdle's had really good games and kind of sparked that you know, running attack. And that's got to prevail. And, by God, when you get first and goal at the 6, you better score touchdowns. I don't come away with 1 field goal, right?
Yeah.
Even if that helps Aubrey's case for my 5 field goals. But, yeah, you can't do that. And that was one of the few times they actually got a takeaway to set up a short field, and they didn't take advantage of it. And I know they're with the backup quarterback, but I think Cooper Rush can play better than he did this past week. And I think that they need to allow him the opportunity to play better. I mean, that was a very close-to-the-vest offensive attack. You know, little screens, flare, smoke screens to the wide receiver. It was almost like they didn't trust and probably for good reason, the offensive line with protection. They were trying to avoid havoc in the pocket and, you know, possibly turning the ball over there, and then they eventually did it the second half. He can throw the ball down the field. You saw it the previous game when he came in late. And I know they probably backed off some, but he was hitting some deep passes. So I think they got to kind of get back to that if possible. And, you know, I think that also, you know, maybe the addition of a more veteran receiver, and he's only in his second year, Mingo. Mike McCarthy said he was going to be available this week, so get him in the game. Let's go. Let's see what he's got. Give him some snaps, you know, even if it's, you know, he's only got maybe 4 or 5, you know, plays that he's mastered in this short period of time. But get a 6'2", you know, as I've said, 6'2", 220, 4'4", 6 guy out on the field.
Now, you have at least one other person who's with you from the 225, and they're like, look at my text earlier. They texted in at 9 o'clock, said the Cowboys will win 25-24 via 6 field goals.
Nice!
From Brandon Aubrey. What are you going with for your official prediction this evening?
Well, I gave you 5 field goals and
yes,
1 touchdown.
So 22.
How about 22-20?
Woo! I'll take it. Hell, so will the Cowboys.
We're supposed to have fun with this stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely. No, I'm expecting you to get it spot on.
Right.
And if you don't, tomorrow we will chastise you.
Just make fun of me, right?
Yes. Well, I don't know if you've heard the show, Mick. Sometimes we do that anyway.
Yeah. Maybe I better start listening more then.
Oh, burn!
Jeez. Oh,
Thank you very much, good sir.
Right. Have a good day.
We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Bye, all right. See you.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo.
He listens.
Admitting that sometimes he doesn't listen to the show.
He listens
to
Masterpiece of the Week every week. He's like, did I win or not?
He does. He does. All right, Alec, if you could give me cut number 7, the Dallas Wings took the number 1 pick in the draft. They won the draft lottery, which will give them the rights to draft this player.
Called knocked away. Beckers forces a turnover. Nika Mühl, the very talented point guard. Beckers with some flash.
Paige Beckers, who I know
spells her name wrong.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say is confusing to some folks because of the way that she spells her name. But it's
supposed to be Beukers.
Okay. Will you, if we get to interview her, will you ask her what's up with that?
I don't know. Do you think we'll be able to interview her? Her preferred destination is L.A., where they have the 2nd pick in this draft.
She's going to John Elway us? She's going to Isaiah Thomas us, really. That really did happen to the Mavericks. They wanted Isaiah Thomas, and he said no, and so we took Mark Aguirre.
She wants to go to the big market. Dude, the other day, she was at a Lakers
game.
She's
Isaiah Thomas.
And she was like, I know I have to be back for practice. And then she flew back to UConn to go practice.
She's our Kiki Vandeweghe.
Okay, I'm not saying that's going to happen or not going to happen. What I want to take you to...
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is an amazingly written passage from Cassandra Negley of Yahoo Sports. This is an actual thing that she actually wrote in an actual story. Dallas held the rights to swap its first round pick with Chicago after the February 2023 trade that sent Maria Mabry to the Windy City. Chicago has pick number 3. The Wings likely won't be doing that now. All right. The Wings have
still
the number 1 pick. The Chicago has the number 3 pick. And it says the Wings likely won't be doing that now. We couldn't even put it definitely. Like, they definitely won't take the 3rd pick instead of the 1st pick for nothing.
Maybe they're like the Boston Celtics. They're like, we think Jason Tatum is better than Markelle Fultz, but everybody thinks Markelle Fultz is better.
Okay, but they at least made a trade for that. They didn't just go, all right, you can have it. Yeah. So I know it's not...
You guys take Paige.
I know it's not...
We want Tatum.
Caitlin Clark, who set the world on fire and the viewership and the merchandising on fire for the WNBA, but... Paige Beckers is quite a prized player herself. Now, assuming she doesn't, as you said, Isaiah Thomas or Kiki Vandeweghe us, do you think this will help generate even more excitement for Wings team that in a couple years, or I guess just one more season, is going to move to a bigger arena?
I don't know, man. Because I thought Skylar Diggins was going to be something that would be, you know, a big attraction back then, and it wasn't. Now, they've... I don't know. And the thing is, I don't even know if it's good basketball that is the selling point with the WNBA.
It's marketing.
It really is the marketing part of it. Yeah.
That's what's going to determine if they're going to play at that, you know, high school stadium or, you know, American Airlines Center.
Yeah. I mean, he's dead on with that. The way they sold the WNBA this year, Mike said it a lot. It was overwhelming how much it got pushed in our face.
Sure.
But locally, if they're pushing her or whoever the... It should be her. But if it's Juju, everybody, you might want that. But whatever they decide to push, and if they do it the proper way, that'll bring some intrigue.
We've never sold out of WNBA cards until this year.
Because of Caitlin Clark!
Yes.
Shameless plug alert. We have an auction item at Peace-A-Thon for 4 lower-level Dallas Wings tickets.
Okay.
Maybe you could get Beckers. Maybe you could pull it for the Caitlin Clark game, too. for the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That voice you heard is the voice of Ryan Larson from RJ Dukes. Coming up next, Hobby Lobby. The bounty for the Paul Skeens card intensifies. We open cards and let's reveal more Peace-a-thon items next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for our brand new segment that's not really new. I just renamed it. And for now, if we avoid trademark issues, we're going to go with Hobby Lobby. And go ahead and fire off cut number 8 because we need to talk about how the battle over this card that hasn't even been pulled yet has intensified. And then we'll get to some Peace-a-thon stuff.
There's strike 3, and that's 7 in a row, and there's a fastball. That was the first fastball he threw in that at-bat to Madrigal. 7 up, 7 down, all via the strikeout for Skeens.
So
it's Livy Dunn's fault. She's the one that made this chaos happen.
But Paul Skeens, everyone is searching out his, is it a one-of-one patch auto?
Yep, yes.
And there's been talks about bounties of this and that, and then the, not the Steelers, the Pirates came out with an offer and said, we'll give you 30 years of season tickets. Now,
that's amazing.
Ken Golden has taken to social media and said, quote, before anyone takes this or any deal, email me directly. Golden will sell the card for you. You can put your kids through college with the money from the sale, and you can use the leftover money to buy entry into a meet and greet with Skeens if you want. Just ask the last guy who turned down an offer from an MLB team how that worked out. Now, that was the Shohei 50-50 ball, and I think they offered like $300,000, and it went for, was it $3.9 million or $4.9 million? It went for a lot of money. And so Ken Golden has swooped in on this mic and said, don't take that deal. It's a stupid deal. Take the money.
I'm with you because, one, it's not going to be pulled in Pittsburgh. I've said this. There's a 99.9% chance. The person who pulls this card is not a Pittsburgh fan, doesn't live in Pittsburgh. So all the things the Pirates are trying to give you are worthless to you. If I pull that card here, I don't want season tickets for 30 years to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything for me. I get from Pittsburgh's perspective, like, oh, well, no, I'm not flying up for 81 games for 30 straight years for your team to go 72-90 every year.
Give me one of those PJs, though, and I will. You know?
But anyways,
it's a private jet, Kevin.
You said PJ.
Private jet. Yep.
My bad.
I think that this card will go on, let's say, a Golden Auctions or a Heritage Auctions or whatever auction house you want to use. It's a major world auction. I do think it will go for, as long as you put it on auction this year, will go for $200,000 or more.
Okay.
You might have a different opinion, Ryan.
By the way, and for people that have been, if you missed the beginning of the show, we have Ryan Larson in with us from RJ Dukes Sports in McKinney off of Central Expressway. He won one of the Do a Show with KNC. He's got some goodies he's going to tell us about in just a minute for Peace-a-thon. But yeah, take it away, Ryan.
Well, yeah, so the Skeens, Topps started doing this last year where everybody who has their debut game, they put a special patch on their jersey, and after they finish that game, they remove that patch, and then they'll infuse it into a card, get the guy to sign it, and it's that one-of-one card. Last year, there were bounties from some of the big card retailers that were offering up to $1 million for guys like Anthony Volpe. Skeens is a much, better prospect, so I think $200,000 could be low for a Skeens, this particular one of one.
I do know that Jack Leiter, unfortunately, his sold too quick for me. I was going to try to get his, by the way.
Really?
And it was...
Would you have sold it to the Leiter family later, or was that a personal thing?
It would have been because it's my son's favorite pitcher, and I know that Jack got off to a really bad start in his major league career. I'm not denying any of that, but it doesn't matter. My son sees, hey, his dad played major league baseball. We were teammates. I want to be a major leaguer like the son, Jack Leiter, who I knew when he was 1-2 years old. So that one sold for, I don't know the exact, because Ryan might be able to look it up. It says sold items. It says best offer or $3,000.
Oh.
So I'm going to assume it sold for less than $3,000.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to guess $2,500 is going to be what my guess is on the Jack Leiter. But that one sold immediately on eBay. When it went up, some Ranger fan or maybe Al Leiter, I don't know, immediately bought the redemption card. So most of these cards, if not all of them, I'll say most of them because there is one here of Osvaldo Baido, who is a rookie pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It is the real card, and it is up right now for $1,750.
Okay.
The worst, whoever, J.P. Martinez, who played for the Rangers for one second. His, like, you're going to pay $1,000 for the players that play one day in the major leagues. These cards are going to be at least $1,000.
Now,
so, Mike, on November 15th, that Jack Leiter sold for $2,200.
Okay, so somebody offered $2,200 and they wanted $3,000, took the offer. I would have probably paid that much for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would you pay $2,300?
This is going to be the number one rookie card of every player from 2023 on. Would have paid what?
$2,300?
Yeah. That would have won the auction.
Stop what you're doing.
$2,400?
Stop it.
So I look at it. And I go, this is going to be the rookie card of every player from 2023 on. Nothing can compete with this card.
Now, I wanted to shout you out, Ryan, before we dive into this. And I hope it's okay. I'm going to shout out a couple of other places, too, that are mostly spread across the Metroplex.
On Ryan's day.
Is that a D move?
I mean, it's up to Ryan.
Okay, Ryan.
I'll allow it.
Okay, thank you. Ryan... at RJ Dukes and McKinney, Trading Card World in Dallas, that is like literally right across the street from our studio, worth collecting in Waxahachie and Sports Collectors Hub in Allen, better known as the people who run Dallas Card Show. You guys have all donated like super, super generous packages to help beef up Peace-a-thon. I think we got a real shot to raise $100,000 for My Possibilities this year.
Oh my gosh.
I really do. I went through most of the stuff this weekend. I think we got a real shot
and
at
I'm
this.
Ramping up the wheel, so get ready. I'm adding to it this year.
Oh!
Yeah, we need certain numbers. We'll do some things.
Oh, the Wheel of Misfortune. Goodness gracious. Now, RJ, I'm sorry, that's not actually your name. Your name is Ryan. What are you bringing us for the Peace-a-thon auction? I know at one point you were going to have two boxes of WWE Select Hobby. I think those have disappeared into my car.
What?
So wait, I think that maybe that won't be part of the auction anymore.
All right.
That's all right. I'll find two more.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll start there then.
And those will disappear too.
Jeez, Kevin.
So I have five auction items
for
Peace-a-thon.
Okay.
First one is, just like Kevin said, I have two boxes of 2024 Panini Select World Wrestling Entertainment, and we're going to pair that with a $50 gift card to RJ Duke Sports.
Nice. That is awesome.
Item.
It's okay.
Did you just break the microphone?
I did.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to need more stuff then.
Item number two. One box of 2024 Panini National Treasures Collegiate Football.
I know that National Treasures is good.
And for people listening who are in the hobby, they know, then you know. If you used to be in the hobby.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That was really,
because they're excited.
I just saw an accident.
That was a lot. Who you might be thinking, yeah, I used to be able to get a 36-pack box for $40.
It's different.
It has changed so much. Like, National Treasures has, what, six cards in it?
It's eight cards.
Eight cards, and it's $600. So the hobby has really changed a lot from that perspective.
It's not for kids anymore. That, well, it kind of is. But yeah. There's a lot of stuff that aren't for kids.
That is true.
Right. So every auction item, by the way, is going to be paired with a $50 gift card to RJ Duke Sports.
Nice.
And we've done, people know, y'all, we've done multiple shows out there in McKinney off of Central. Or as Mike would describe it, by
the McDonald's.
The McDonald's.
In Frisco.
Past the Taco Bueno, where, what did you say, the Walgreens closed a couple years ago?
Yeah, but it's a CVS that closed.
It was a CVS, yes. And so, it's in McKinney.
Yeah, if you see the Toyota dealership, just keep going.
Yes.
Yeah. I had to go the other day out to a baseball tournament. It was a good 30 minutes past RJ Dukes. So RJ Dukes, you're not that far away. You can go 30 more minutes. You can go 15 minutes past Melissa.
That's the spirit.
And other women's names of cities.
Anna.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, Anna. That's where it was. I was like, geez, Anna, can you get closer to Dallas?
All right, Ryan, what else are you putting up for Peace-a-thon?
Okay, I was in Kemp, Texas on Saturday. That was beautiful. Go ahead.
That's great. Hey, number three. We have a box of 2023-24 Panini Spectra basketball. Also another big item. And then here's one We were just talking about the Skeens, one of one. You want to find that card, you could find it in this box of 2024 Topps Chrome Update Hobby Jumbo Baseball. Whoa. Another item up for auction.
All right. It could be in that box.
It could be in this box right here.
Hot take here. 3 years from now, okay. The Wyatt Langford 101 autograph patch will be worth more than the Paul Skeens.
Ooh,
wow. Look at that.
I
understand
like it.
Paul Skeens is way more right now. I think 3 years from now, when Paul Skeens is on the shelf having his Tommy John surgery.
Oh.
And I think Wyatt Langford, who just won Player of the Month in the American League, take that, yep. Paul Skeens. I think that Paul Skeens is going to be a great player who's going to miss a year and a half in the next 4 years because of Tommy John surgery.
Okay.
That as those cards go down, because Paul Skeens is like, I don't even know what to compare it to. His prices are unbelievably high, which is great. It'd be great to get that card. So I'm saying sell that card. If you get that card, sell that card immediately. I think for like Wyatt Langford, I'm not telling you to sell that card immediately, because if he does become an MVP candidate over the next 3 years, his cards will skyrocket.
And then he got one more package for us, right, for Peace Thumb?
I just want to, will Livy be by his side 3 years from now for that Tommy John surgery?
Yeah, they're in love,
I
dude.
I think so. They're, I think they're going love, yeah. to get married insane. And everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both LSU Tigers.
Go That's Tigers. Part of the hot take right there. Mm-hmm. All right, Tigers. And here's the last item.
Wyatt Langford's already married.
I've never brought Pokemon for Peace of Thumb before, but this time I was very well inclined to. The last item we have are three booster boxes of Pokemon Surging Sparks. This set right now is one of the hottest Pokemon
with
sets
with the Pikachu
out
card. Now, that has actually gone up in value over the last week because,
yes.
Ryan, I...
Pikachu's having a great year.
That's true. I texted Ryan something because he's super generous with all of this. All of this combined comes up $25 short of a very nice round number. And I texted him, I go, hey, you went $25 short, kind of cheaped out on us there, huh? Mm. And your response was?
Well, I looked at the Pokemon again. That's gone up in price. So we're well over your number.
Yes. I love it, dude. That's
you didn't
great.
Ask Jerry Jones for Pokemon cards.
That is going to say, what's a Pokemon?
Well,
Pokemon.
Ask him for something.
Okay.
Ask him for, like, a player.
You think he'll give us Baidez?
Like, just
what do we do with
have?
The player?
Yeah, we're just on the show, or just
auction the player off.
I feel like that is definitely not right at all.
That. People get auctioned off all the time for like dates and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Dinners.
That's
guess
valid.
What? Look, I get auctioned off all the time.
If what?
Really?
Yes. For dates and stuff?
Where are
for
these
dinners?
Auctions?
Okay.
Eric Nadel.
And what's the starting
hey,
bid?
Can,
this,
can
the deal
I,
we do?
Yeah, can I auction you off just separately of your own accord for Peace-a-thon?
Where are we going to? As long as it's not like in Kemp, Texas.
I'll make That's it within forever. Your like 5 mile radius of driving. I'll make
Kemp,
it.
Texas is near Gun Barrel.
Okay.
You know where Gun Barrel is.
Now, Ryan, you've
got
also
a lot of shops to smoke.
You've also brought us some stuff today. What have you brought us to open?
Well, I can't, of course, come here without bringing something for everybody to
Thank
open.
Thank you very
so,
much.
Brought a few boxes. Each one of you has a box. Mike will have the 2024 Bowman Chrome HTA, which means there'll be just three cards and they'll all be autographed.
Oh!
Corey has what was called Keepsake. It's a very new product. I don't even know what's going to be in it, actually, but Ooh. It should be one relic of some type of historical significance. So, and not exactly a sport card.
And it has a fancy Pretty Woman necklace style
oh,
case
yeah,
to go
definitely.
With.
It does. It's going
to
close.
Don't get
snap
your hands.
On me.
Yeah, can I reach in there?
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah, pretty the your favorite horror movie.
Oh my gosh, when you open it, there's a light inside. Look at this.
Whoa! Oh, it's like the Rangers awesome. Ring.
So when you're thinking about those Topps packs from back in the day with the busted gum,
yeah.
things have changed a whole lot.
Briefcase whole, from Pulp Fiction.
Yes. Oh, does it
Dude,
have
it's
Marcellus?
Got Lincoln on it and all sorts
oh my
of stuff.
Gosh.
I'm not even going to look. I'm just showing
okay.
the, if you're on YouTube right now or Twitch, I'm taking off the foam thingy.
Okay.
Is there a card right there?
The autograph is upside down, so is I'm having card? A little bit of difficulty with that right now.
So it's not Evan Carter?
It is not Evan Carter. I'm sorry to tell you that.
It is Felix Tavares.
Okay.
A Bowman first. This is the tough thing about some of these is you might have to wait 2 to 4 years.
That
for
is
these players
very
too.
Fair.
I do have a redemption card in here.
Oh, that could be good.
Come on.
Okay, so that one will go right there for now.
Redemption, baby.
Redemption card. This is how they do it, like on Whatnot and everything. Congratulations. A Chrome rookie autograph gold parallel of Jung Ho Lee.
Okay. I know
he's a San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
He's a popular
gold parallel.
Rookie.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's going to be very low numbered.
So that is a redemption card. And then the last card has sparkles. It's sparkly. Parallel sparkly. Oh, it's a Houston Astro. Here we go. They usually work out, though. Let's just think
that
about it.
True. Okay. That is a very good point.
It is of a player here. And
Mike's descriptive powers are beyond anyone else's.
Wayner Luciano, number to 299.
Did you say Wayner?
Yeah.
Like your super country? Do you see that, fellas? Wayner?
Wayner. Okay. Or Warner. I don't know.
Now, Corey's eyes got really big when he looked at his card. Corey, what are we looking at?
Mine is a double card, and it is. I got some writing from Benjamin Franklin and a piece of writing from it's John Hancock. So it's got to be the Declaration of Independence. Is what this is cut from? Is what I'm assuming.
We didn't. Cut
it's a collection of some of the writings from each one of the guys.
Okay.
This is awesome, though. It's one of their something from their personal stuff. John Hancock and Ben Franklin.
You sure it's not Herbie?
It's definitely not Herbie. Yeah, this could be the lightning
numbered
thing,
at
dude.
All?
It's 206.
Okay, like, is it numbered out? Okay, gotcha.
And Kevin.
For my Origins football box, I have a patch auto of Marshawn Lloyd of the Green Bay Packers, numbered to 99. I have a new signature that I think Mike might hate. Of Malachi Corley, it is numbered out of 49. It's just the M and the C. I know how much you hate
him. It's better
Andy.
Than Anthony Richardson.
Yes,
he showed you how much he cares about his name.
Yes, you do. I got a rookie patch of Michael Penix Jr. out of 199. By the way, he just played yesterday, just mainly because the game was a blowout. And a Jerry Rice parallel out of 125.
I like Jerry Rice.
I bet I can help you out with this.
Jerry is eating rice.
Now, Ryan, you're going to be here with us for the rest of the day, and we're going to get to something a little bit later. We got to go to break. We're going to hit up Gridiron next. But a little bit later, I heard you've got some other deals that you can tell us about. Oh, what do you got right there?
So real quick, there is a sixth item, and I'm going to let you all decide how you want to do this.
Oh!
But a few months back, somebody comes into our store. They sell us cards. We take a whole stack of cards from people, and they go through them. And I find a 2008 Topps Mike Bacsik autographed card.
What? That is awesome.
Nice.
So I want to donate this to Peace-a-thon, but possibly I was thinking maybe the rest of KNC could sign this card.
Oh, make the value
you can
go
auction
up. Yeah.
A full KNC card.
That could be part of the Mike auction off experience.
Uh huh.
Your
microphone's off.
Well, it should be on. There's probably not many of those left because most people who pulled those out of packs threw them away.
There you go.
So think about, I don't know how many I signed. It's not numbered, but just think how many people threw this card in the trash to make this maybe worth a little bit more.
Okay.
I had to pay quite handsomely for it too. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's my signature.
I like
it.
Dollars were
exchanged. I remember signing this.
That one?
Well, it was sticker. I remember signing the stickers.
Yes,
okay. That's a nice signature. Good job, Mike.
Thanks. See how I care, Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not MB.
And Greg Maddox.
Yeah. I think they don't know how to sign their name anymore because that Felix Tavares signed his name F-Taw.
Is that because we just don't really teach cursive?
Yeah, they don't. My son doesn't know how to write in cursive.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't know how to sign my name.
So
I know how to
get a
spell
house
my name.
Anything.
I can spell it out, but I can't sign it. Oh, gosh.
We got
to
go.
Yeah, we're way over time. I'm not going to take all the blame on that.
Nuggets next.
Ryan, thank you very much for all of these contributions.
Yeah, man,
if
this
you
is
know
awesome.
Anybody who loves cards, we're going to have a ton of cards as part of our Peace-a-thon auction. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Everything you need to know about the Lions' historic destruction of the Cavs. Excuse me, the Jags. Next on the Fan.
First and goal. Goff to the air. Caught for the touchdown. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Another one. Two today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3. The Fan, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the conversation today, we've got Ryan Larson from RJ Duke Sports Cards in McKinney, off of Central, joining us. And he just told us about all the cool Peace-a-thon auction items he's donating, except for the select boxes that went missing. But also, sorry, Alec, I can't control that. except if I do. He will also tell us about the sales that he's going to get coming up on Black Friday. But right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. And now, the question that came up from the 817, the Stars scored 16 goals last week in their three games. Did the Cowboys outscore the Stars or no? Just tonight, my vote would be no. I hope I'm wrong.
I have 6 to 13 points being scored by the Cowboys. So they'll score more than zero.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So I think they'll get at least...
Because Brandon Aubrey can kick from pretty much anywhere.
At least
on the
two field goals. True. Maybe a touchdown and two field goals.
Okay. So
somewhere in that range 13. Is what they'll score.
All right. Now, the big news going around the NFL is that Daniel Jones has, in fact, been benched in favor of Tommy DeVito. Do you think his agent will be there?
Yes.
His agent's a character.
Looking like a crossover between The Sopranos and Dick Tracy. It'll be so cool.
Is there any way to bring Ben DiNucci back to the Cowboys so they can face each other for Thanksgiving and they can give away
the DiNucci DeVito?
Just give away a meatball after the game's over. Like, yeah, we usually give away turkey legs. Here's a bunch of meatballs.
But it's a turkey meatball.
And you're yelling, Ma, don't be disappointed in me, Ma. I don't know.
Penguin, ladies.
I don't know. Well, look, I have been watching the Penguin. That's fair.
It's a very good
But
show.
Tommy DeVito is going to be out there. Now, the concerning thing when we talked about the Tyson Paul fight from earlier was the streaming issues that Netflix ran into. Netflix has not one but two football games on Christmas Day, and performing halftime of the Ravens-Texans game is going to be Beyonce.
Wow, that's impressive.
It feels like those games are probably going to get a pretty good audience. You add Beyonce in there, and that feels like a really, really strong audience. Do you believe Netflix will get through those games with minimal technical difficulties?
I don't know. Maybe the NBA's pretty pumped these games are on Netflix.
Maybe they are.
They're like, hey, maybe we'll have more people just going, I can't watch the game.
That's possible.
It's not working.
They better buy some more servers, is all I'm saying. They're like, they have plenty of time, right, to go do that, to build something that's a better network.
It is Christmas. So do you think there's going to be 25 million watching those games?
I do. I think I remember.
That's down a lot. Wouldn't that help you out if you're trying to have 60 to 70 million watch a boxing match? If you have it to 25 million, can they handle it?
Here's what I would bring up. I'm just curious from that perspective, and people might be like, that makes no difference. Is it was 60 to 70 million worldwide,
okay.
And I think you can hit like 25 million, 20 to 25 million in the U.S. alone.
Right.
I don't know if that makes any difference, or they'll just be like, no, our servers are for everyone, so it
if
makes
they
no
ruin,
difference.
I think Netflix has to understand this. They are smart people there, I assume. If they ruin the Christmas Day football games, if it struggles with buffering and stuff, they'll never get an NFL game for the history of Netflix.
I could see that.
Like, it would be at least, I shouldn't say ever, it'd be at least 5 years until the NFL would say, prove to us that you can put on a game because you ruined Christmas for NFL fans.
I think that is a fair way to put it. Now, let's talk about that Detroit-Jacksonville game, which made so much history and was so destructive. Now, Corey, you know the biggest history that was made in that game. Detroit 52, Jacksonville 6, which means
Scoregami, ladies and gentlemen.
Scoregami, my friends. For the 1,088th time in NFL history, we have a unique final score. But it goes so far beyond that. The Lions outgained the Jags by 475 yards.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. That is the biggest yard differential in an NFL game since 1979. I did not go and look up what game that was, although I did really want to. So that is really embarrassing in and of itself.
Are you guys, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but as of right now, Peterson's still the coach today.
Correct.
Do you just think that the Khan family is going to, I almost said Shaka Khan.
Yes.
Do you think that they're just going to stick with Peterson the rest of the year? Kind of like, I think they're going to do with McCarthy.
Look, if he's not fired this week, then yes. Because like, if you want a clear sign that you've lost the team and they've given up on you, I know Detroit's really good. Yeah. And I know you don't have Trevor Lawrence, but come on. 52 to 6, biggest yardage differential in what, 45 years? Your team has quit on you.
I'm with you. Now I'm going to ask this question, and I know I'm supposed to ask the football questions tomorrow. If the Cowboys were to lose tonight on Monday Night Football, I don't think they're going to this bad. If they were to lose 52 to 6 tonight to Houston, Is Mike McCarthy the coach Tuesday?
I'm going to say no. And I realize everything that Jerry has said that should be like, no, it's yes. But if you got destroyed like that, I think he's out.
Okay, so you're saying, just, I might have misheard you. You said, no, he's not going to be fired. But then you said,
No, I said, no, he's not going to be here.
Okay. Yes, if you
lost, yeah. If
See,
you
that's
lost,
my fault again.
No, yeah. that's okay. But I
you
think,
should really take it out on yourself, Mike.
You know what? I'm going to send a text message after the show to really let you guys know how bad I feel about messing that up.
Okay, so I don't know. I feel like that is in reference to like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I texted the whole show after the show. That was weird. And I go, hey, sorry, guys. I really effed up the 122 segment. And Mike was like, you should really feel bad about yourself. And I did feel bad about myself.
Okay, what do you think, Corey? I don't think it's going to happen. Something like 52-6 happens tonight against the Dallas Cowboys. Doug Peterson looks like, as we know of today, he's coaching the Jacksonville Jaguars next week. Do you think Mike McCarthy coaches next week?
I do. I think Jerry just says you're finishing out the season whether you like it or not.
Do you think it's because he's got nobody waiting? I don't know.
I think they are still trying to scramble to figure out what their next plan is. Trying to piece together what they can do because they see that this thing is falling apart completely. While they wanted, I feel like they wanted to move on. Otherwise, they would have signed the head coach just as well as they signed their quarterback and their receiver. But I feel like they already wanted to move on. So I think they're kind of going, all right, what else do we do next? We'll do a clean cut at the end of this season.
Now, believe it or not, there are even more astonishing stats coming out of that game. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, and David Montgomery all scored touchdowns in the same game for the 8th time. That's the most by any trio of teammates in NFL history, which I found shocking.
I got the number, Kevin.
Okay.
In 1979, November 4th, the Los Angeles Rams defeated the Seattle Seahawks 24-0.
That's it?
Gaining 475 yards.
What's up, Steve Largent?
While the Seattle Seahawks gained -7 yards in the game.
What? Holy.
So that is the number right there.
Holy
475
moly,
to -7. Are you embarrassed?
I would be
very embarrassed.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, see, it could be worse. Let's talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.